Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. There are lots of reasons to run. It helps in maintaining a lean body. It clears the mind, reduces anxiety and stress. It can allow one to enjoy the great outdoors when the weather is nice, and it increases aerobic fitness. But running also stimulates the growth of new nerve cells and new blood vessels, which in turn can increase brain tissue volume. Now, since we lose brain tissue volume as we age, running actually can be a way to preserve or improve memory and prevent dementia. Research studies have shown this to be true and even succeeded in quantifying the increase in mental capacity that one can expect to gain from running. One study, for example, of older adults compared runners to their inactive peers and determined that running increased volume by 2% in the brain in the area that that deals with memory. And this reversed age-related loss by between 1 and 2 years and succeeded in improving memory. Now, this 2% increase may not seem like very much, but this part of the brain is not known to show increase in volume at any stage of adulthood. At the same time, the area of the brain that deals with memory decreased in the group of people who were sedentary. There's a growing body of research that shows a very clear connection between exercise and brain function. For example, people score higher on tests of mental function immediately following an aerobic workout than people who don't work out prior to the test. And brain scans show that active people have more activity in the areas of the brain that are involved in accessing stored memories. Animal studies also show the connection. A study involving rats showed that after 8 weeks of aerobic training on a treadmill or resistance training using weights, all of the rats had improved learning capacity and spatial memory, but the runner's brain showed increased levels of a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, which helps to maintain existing neurons and stimulates the creation of new brain cells. Now, the rats who did weight training did experience benefit, but they didn't experience increased levels of BDNF. So in addition to highlighting the benefits of running, this study also showed the importance of doing both aerobic and strength training. In other words, you get certain benefits from aerobic training, you get other benefits from strength training. The key is you need to do both. In spite of this, and you guys have heard me, that you've listened to me for years, go on and on about the importance of exercise and all the benefits and the whole nine yards, it still is hard to get people to push themselves to do it. And I've always said if the benefits of exercise came in a pill and we could somehow patent it, we'd all be billionaires here. But the bottom line is there's no shortcut. You just have to get moving. But maybe the promise of getting smarter will motivate some people to get some exercise. All right, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.